Good morning. This is the beginning of our study, which is going to be a study on the names of the Lord. And the name of this is, Lord, I want to know you. And we will learn through the names of the Lord to know who he is. So let's begin our study today in prayer. Heavenly Father, I do come to you praising you and bringing thanks to you for your precious word. And I thank you, Father, that we may know you, and in knowing you, we may serve you and do your will and bring you honor and glory. And I do pray, Father, the Holy Spirit will open our minds and our hearts, our very souls, that we will understand how important it is to know you, to know about you, to know your character, to draw closer to you, to be where we can serve you and do your will. And we know that the more that we know you, the more that we can understand. And I just praise you for each and every one that is coming to this study. And Lord, I can't do it. I can't lead it without you. And I know that I need your Holy Spirit to teach us and to guide us. And I ask it now in the name of Jesus. This is kind of a different study because this is going throughout the scriptures from the Old Testament into the New Testament that we can learn the names of the Lord. So, in beginning, we have a question that we need to ask ourselves. Where do we run when we have need? There are so many troubles and worries and trials and fear that pursue us, and temptation, corruption, and evil that seeks to overtake us as believers. So when we are up against a wall, so to speak, and we don't know what to do in these times, where do we go? Where do we look? Where can we run? Where can we turn? So we want to look at a lot of scriptures that we can learn. And looking first at Proverbs 18, verse 10, tells us how that we need to bury ourselves in this one, the protector, the one who stands with arms open wide, that's waiting for us to come and to bury ourselves in his security. And this verse says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous man runs into it and is safe. So, in our study for the next 42 days, we're going to study the names of the Lord so that we will know where to run and where to find him in need. The Father himself longs to know each of us more, and he wants us to know who he is, that we might fully trust in him. Isaiah 50, verse 10 says, trust in the name of the Lord and rely upon your God. So also, we saw that Jesus prayed on our behalf just before he went to Calvary. In John 17, verse 3, Jesus said, that they, all believers, may know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. And we look at the life of Paul, and Paul's ambition, his desire was that I may know him. In Philippians 3, verse 10, Paul said that I may know him. So, looking at Psalms 20, verse 7, we see how that the scripture says, some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will trust in the name of the Lord our God. So, where do we run for help when we are in trouble, and what is our first instinct? Do we run to others, or do we run to God? In the Old Testament days, chariots and horses were means of protection and escape. And we look at that today, and we see that chariots and horses can come under a lot of different labels and shapes and forms. Looking at Proverbs, we see the scripture says the horse is prepared against the day of battle, but safety is of the Lord. So what's the problem? Why don't we run to the arms of our all-sufficient God? I think that the main reason that we don't is because we don't really know our God. So, why are we fearful? Why are we facing so much fear? One of the things, and the main thing, is because Christians, for the most part, can't trust, can't boast in the name of God. So, what does it mean to boast in the name of our God? In the Hebrew language, boast means to have confidence in. To boast in is to have confidence in and to trust in. So, therefore, to boast in God's name means to have confidence in His name. Now, in biblical times, a name represented a person's character, and God's name represents His character, His attributes, and His nature. And to know His name is to know Him. To boast in His name is to have confidence in who He is. And we find different names of God in the Bible, and we're just about to embark on an exciting study of all these names. So, in the day of trouble or need, we're to run to God and put our trust in Him. Psalms 50, verse 15 says, call upon me in the day of trouble, I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. Is your heart troubled? Is fear lurking in the shadows of your consciousness? Do you feel insecure about anything? Then ask God to show you one of His names that will meet your need. And when He shows you, tell Him that you will boast in His name. Now, let's begin with a day of meditating on Psalms 20. And I will read this psalm, and then we'll look at it and see what it is saying to us. starting with verse 1 of Psalm 20. May the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. May the name of the Lord of Jacob set you securely on high. May he send you help from the sanctuary and support you from Zion. May he remember all your meal offerings and find your burnt offerings acceptable. May he grant you your heart's desire and fulfill all your counsel. We will sing for joy over your victory, and in the name of our God, we will set up our banners. May the Lord fulfill all your petitions. Now I know that the Lord saves his anointed, and he will answer him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Verse 7. Some boast in chariots and some in horses, but we will boast in the name of the Lord our God. They have bowed down and fallen, but we have risen and stood upright. Save, O Lord, may the King answer us in the day we call. Here we see that the petition is made to the Lord, and it starts out with asking him to answer in the day of trouble. And he goes on to say, may the name of the Lord set you securely on high. What he is saying in this psalm is that the name of God, the name of God of Jacob, will give you confidence and trust and security, and will help you from the sanctuary, from his throne, the throne of God, and will support you from Zion. And Zion represents Jerusalem. And then he goes on to say, may he remember your meal offerings and find your burnt offerings acceptable. What he is saying is that all that you give to the Lord, may he remember these things. And then he says, may he grant you your heart's desire. And that means that anything that you desire that is pleasing to him, not just these old things of the earth, but he's talking about the things that will give you his desire. The heart's desire is to please him, should always be to please him, and to fulfill his counsel. His counsel is his word that he teaches us. And he is saying in this prayer that I ask you to grant, that you may grant your heart's desire, not mine, and fulfill your word. And then he goes on to say what we will do because of what he is doing for us. We will sing for joy over your victory, because if we call out to him in our day of trouble, he will bring us victory in the name of God. And we will set up our banners. We will make it known that it was through the name of God. And then he says, may the Lord fulfill all your petitions, all that you have asked, all that you are looking to Him in your time of trouble. In verse 6, he says that I know that the Lord saves His anointed. Who is His anointed? His anointed are those that have received the word, the truth, the gospel, that Jesus died for their sins and that God raised Him the third day and that He is sitting at His right hand and He is the one listening to the petitions that we bring to Him. And then he goes on to say that He will answer him from His holy heaven because we know that Jesus is seated next to the Father in heaven. With strength of His right hand, God can answer because He has strength. That strength of the right hand represents all power. And we know that God has all power, that He is sovereign. And then we look at verse 7, and it's what we had read earlier. Some boast in chariots and some in horses, but we will boast in the name of the Lord our God. So the writer here is saying that there are many that boast in worldly things, but we are not boasting in anything that's worldly because they're going to perish and fall away. Our boasting is in the name of the Lord, of who He is, the great I am, sovereign over all. And then he goes on to say they have bowed down and fallen. Those that boast in chariots and horses, in the things of the world, they are going to bow down before Almighty God. There's coming a day of judgment, and all that have put all their trust in these worldly things, in these chariots and things of the world, they're going to bow down. The scripture says that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that He is Lord. And then he goes on to say, but we believers, the anointed ones, have risen and stood upright. And then he calls out, save, O Lord, may the King answer us in the day that we call upon Him. Now, as we went through this, we answered a lot of questions as we look at this psalm. It teaches us all the things that God has promised. He promised to answer in the time of trouble. And He promised to set us securely on high and to send help from His sanctuary and that He will support us. And remember, the offerings are the things that we have give for His glory and honor, and He will grant us our heart's desire. So, how do we receive these blessings? How do we have His promises fulfilled? How can we run to Him knowing that in His name He will fulfill these things? The scripture says that we're to call on Him and we're to give offerings to Him and we're to be obedient to Him. Now, this is going to conclude our study today. This is just the beginning of learning the names of the Lord. In our next study, we're going to study about the Creator, and His name is Elohim. And we see in Deuteronomy 10, verse 17, it says, "The Lord your God, Elohim, is the God of gods." And that's what's going to be our study next week. And we will go through all of the study throughout the Bible and learn the names of God. What a great and powerful and mighty God that He is. Once we learn His name, who He is, then we will receive the blessings that He has in store for us as we learn His character, as we learn all about Him. You know, here on this earth, as we meet with one another and get acquainted with one another, you can just know about that person. You have met them and you know their name and you know a little bit about them. But to really get to know any person, you have to spend time with that person. And that's what we're going to do in all of these studies about the name of God. We're not only going to know about Him, but we're going to know Him as He is known, all about Him and all about who He is. Spending time with Him will give us that understanding of who He is. Let us close today in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, as we begin to go into this study of Your Word, we're going to find the study in Your Word, because You are the one that wrote Your Word down. You wrote it with Your finger, and You gave it to these many prophets and apostles that have written Your book that we call the Bible. And in this book, You have given us everything that we need to know about who You are. But Father, the only way that we can really know is to spend time with You. And spending time with You is being in Your Word, because Your Word tells us who You are. Almighty, sovereign God, the God without beginning and without end. We thank You and we praise You that You loved us even before time began, and You loved us so much that even though You knew that we would fail You, that we would sin, You made a way that even though we were separated from You and put out of the garden because of sin, that You made a way through Your Son, Jesus, to come upon this earth and to live and die for us because You loved us so much. And because of His death, because He was the perfect sacrifice, He died and His blood covered our sins. And if we believe that He died and that You raised Him the third day and that He is seated on Your throne, then we can have that relationship with You. Father, salvation, born again, born of Your Spirit and born of Your truths, Father. And we just give You all the praise and all the glory for what You have done for us, and we want to know you more. And as we study, I pray that you will lead me, Father, and use me as your tool to lead and guide those that want to know you more. I ask that you bless each one as they study, as we all study together. And may it all bring you honor and glory. And I ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen.